fine. Happy you went to the action.
It is ended. After fair, we must arrest those wrongful staff.
I pray you, since my action is entered and my case so openly known to the world, let Sir John be brought into his answer. 100 marks is a long one for a poor lone woman to bear, and I've borne and borne and borne, and been pubbed off and pubbed off and pubbed off from this day to that day, that it is a shame to be thought on. There's no honesty in such dealing. Unless a poor woman should be made an ass and a beast to bear every knave's wrong. Yonder he comes. And that arrant man be no knave borrowed with him. Do your office. Do your office, Master Fang. Do me your office.
Well, now, what's the matter? Whose mare's dead?
John, I arrest you. I pursue Mistress Quickley.
Away, Barnes! Oh, door bottle!
Yeah!
Look, you villain's head! Throw the queen in the chapel!
Yeah! Throw me in the chapel! We'll go! Thou bastard and rogue! Murder! By thou unlucky villain, wilt thou kill God's messengers and the king?
Sir John, what are you brawling here? Will this become your time, your place and business? You should have been well on your way to York.
Oh, my most worshipful lord, and it please your grace, I am a poor widow of these sheep, and he is arrested at my suit.
For what sum?
What is more than the sum, my lord? It is for all I have. He has eaten me out of house and home. It is for all my substance. It is that dead belly of his.
How much, Sir John? I'm not ashamed to enforce a poor widow to so rough a course to come by her own.
What is the gross sum that I owe thee?
And thou wert an honest man. Myself. And the money too.
But
thou didst swear on a parcel gilt goblet sitting in my dolphin chamber at the round table before a sea coal fire on Wednesday in Weason Week, when the prince broke thy head for liking his father to a singing man of Windsor. Thou didst swear, as I was washing thy wound, to marry me.
No.
And made me my lady thy wife. Canst thou deny it? And didst thou not kiss me? And bid me fetch thee 30 shillings. I put thee now to thy book. I'll deny it if thou can.
My lord, this is a poor mad soul. And she says up and down the town that her eldest son is like you. No, she has been in good case. And the truth is, poverty has distracted us. But were these foolish officers, I beseech you, I may have redress against them.
Sir John, I am well aware of your manner of wrenching the true cause the false way. It is not a confident brow, nor the throng of words which come with such more than impudent sauciness from you, to thrust me from a level consideration. You have, so it appears to me, practiced upon the easy yielding spirit of this poor woman, and made her serve your uses both in purse and in person.
Yea, good faith, my lord.
Quiet, may you please pay her the debt you owe her, and unpay her the villainy you have done with her. The one you may do with sterling money, and the other with current repentance.
My lord, I will not undergo this sneak without reply. You call honorable boldness impudent sauciness. If a man will make curtsy and say nothing, he's virtuous. No, my good lord, my humble duty, remember, I will not be your suitor. I say to you that I do desire deliverance from these officers, being upon hasty appointment to the king's affairs.
You speak of having power to be right. But answering the effect of your reputation and satisfying the
children. Come here, though.
My lord? Oh, Master Gower, what news?
The king, my lord, and Harry, Prince of Wales, are near at hand. The rest, the paper tells.
No more words on.
Thank you, said so before.
No more words. I'm a gentleman. No more words on.
By this heavenly crown, I tread on. I would be fain to pawn both my plate and the tapestries in my dining chambers.
Yes, it's £10 if thou canst.
No.
And for not for my humours, there's not a better wench in England. Go wash thy face and draw the action.
I prithee, Sir John, let it be but 20 noble. I would be loath to pawn my plate, so God save me now.
Hey, let it alone. I'll make other shifts. You'll be a fool still.
Well, you shall have it. And I pawn my gown. I hope you'll come and supper. You will pay me altogether.
Will I live? Go with her. Hook on, hook on.
Will you act old Tershy? I'll meet you to supper.
Let's have her.
I have heard better news.
What is the news, my lord?
Where lay the king tonight?
At Basingstoke, my lord.
I hope my lord all's well. What is the news, my lord?
Come on, his forces back.
No. 1,500 foot, 500 horse are marched up to my lord of Lancaster against Northumberland and the Archbishop.
Comes the king back from Wales, my noble lord?
You shall have letters of me presently. Come, go along with me, good Master Gower.
My lord!
What is the matter?
Master Gower, shall I entreat you to dinner with me?
I must wait upon my good lord here. I thank you, good Sir John.
Sir John, you loiter here too long, being as you are to take soldiers up in counties as you go.
Will you sup with me, Master Gower?
What foolish master taught you these manners, Sir John?
Master Gower, if they become me not, he was a fool that taught them me. This is the right fencing grace, my lord. Tap for tap, and so part fair.
May the lord lighten thee. Oh, that's a great fool.